Tim Miller is a Pittsburgh-based poet with an abiding interest in human prehistory. It's an interest reflected in his new collection, Bone, Antler, Stone. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll asked Miller how he described the book.
I would describe it as a journey through prehistoric Europe, from the Ice Age caves, painted caves of France and Spain, all the way up to the earliest contact with Greece and Rome in the last centuries BC. And it covers as much culture, religion, art, architecture as I could possibly put into the poems.
Let's illustrate that with a reading from the book, the poem Aevita Girl.
Yes. This is a poem about a woman whose remains were found in an island off the coast of Sweden, and she lived about 6,000 years ago, and this is a poem about her. She was 20 years old, and the garment she wore is gone, except for a fringe of teeth, seal teeth, fox teeth, and the teeth of a dog. The hedgehog covered her. Its spiked skin capped her head, and around her neck there hung some 5 clattering jaws she kept close in a bag. And at 20, already middle-aged, did she have some love who thrilled to hear the rattle of her skirt as she slowly came near, or the fall of her cap to finger her young hair?
How did you do your research? It sounds like you not only did reading, but you also saw a lot of these artifacts that inspired the poems in the book.
I wasn't able to see the artifacts until 5 or 6 years after I started reading about them, when my wife and I visited England a few times, and we got to see Stonehenge in person, which was pretty thrilling. But the most thrilling thing of all for me, and which is the last quarter of the book, was going to Orkney in the far north of Scotland, where they have the oldest stone circles, the oldest graves, and one of the oldest, probably the oldest European village, Scarabray. And to just see their huts, to see see their shelves, to see the place where they stored their fish, to see the place where they set their fires, to see the place where they put their bedding down, and to know, even though they're not there anymore, to know also that the roofs of these homes were raftered with the ribs of whales. So it's kind of hard for me not to be completely inspired by an experience like that.
What do you think, for readers, the relevance of this material might be? You know, what can we learn from, you know, these artifacts, thinking about the ways of life that people had in human prehistory?
Well, we can see from their burials the things that they valued by the things that they left in the ground, things that took them hours and hours, thousands of hours to make, that they chose to put in the ground. We can learn by their homes, by fortifications that were destroyed, evidence of violence, warfare. We can learn by their ritual objects that they had reverence for the divine, and a basic reverence as well for the natural world. I think if you took what I just said and removed the fact that we're talking about prehistoric people, I don't think that there's really much difference at all. You can really recognize yourself pretty easily if you allow yourself to, I think.
That was 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll talking to Tim Miller about his new poetry collection, Bone, Antler, Stone.